98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, Russell, I need to talk to you about this. I can't believe it, but I missed the Northern Lights again.
Again.
Not this keeps happening. One. Myself and Brendan, we've never got to see them. I think it's because we go to bed so early. But last night, I saw so many pictures this morning of people sharing incredible scenes of the Northern Lights over Dublin.
I know, there was some intel around like 7 o'clock that the Northern Lights might be last night.
Really?
And I was tempted to have a look around.
Yeah.
But by the time it got to Northern Lights time, I was tucked up in bed with a peppermint tea.
So you didn't see them either last night?
Also, my window faces into the west, so I didn't see it. Apparently, you can only see it if you look north. I guess the name is a clue. Northern Lights, look north.
Sorry, that makes sense.
Yeah, I never
ever would have even clocked that. I would have just looked out the window and hoped for the best.
Hand on heart, I only realised that last night as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so people did have warning of this, but sadly, I think I was too engrossed in the Brooklyn Beckham drama that my timeline algorithm wasn't serving me Northern Lights. But David Moore, you know your man from Astronomy Ireland, he said it was one of the fastest events that we've ever seen. 93 million miles from sun to earth in just 25 hours, where it normally takes between 3 or 4 days. So obviously it was a bit of a, wow, this is happening, go, go, go.
I follow a couple of people who are purely obsessed with the Northern Lights.
Yes.
And anytime there's an alert about it, they will be the first people to report on it. And this is exactly it. It arrived really, really quickly, a lot faster than normal. So it was kind of like blinking, you miss it. But the photos from around the country are incredible.
They're like, absolutely phenomenal.
Up the mountains and everything.
And they're
like
more green this time, because before we've seen a bit more pink in the sky, but they were all very, very green last night.
Wicked's influence.
Oh my gosh, it's works. Giving alpha. But well, if you saw the Northern Lights, we're very jealous. And I love seeing everybody's pictures.
Yeah.
Maybe next time, Russell.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
I'll never forget going to Iceland and the bus driver kind of gaslighting us in the evening.
Yeah.
He was like, do you see the Northern Lights over there? And the entire bus turns to the left-hand side. He's like, oh no, you missed them, sorry. Constantly on an entire hour-long journey.
Oh no.
Oh, it's fuming.
Oh my gosh.
Fuming.
Okay, well, maybe next time we'll see them in Ireland and not in Iceland. I know some people who've gone to Iceland and haven't seen them. So there you have it.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Like, is it just me, or do you have to dance to that little jingle of the Little Wind song?
I refuse to dance. I just burst out in song instead every single time. You've been sharing your Little Wins with us this morning. Good morning to Eileen in Cabra, who said her Little Win is that she finally got around to properly unblocking the drain in the shower.
Oh, come on, Eileen!
And now the water's freely flowing.
Yeah.
Absolutely magical. And Michelle in Kiltipper has said she's bringing her man for afternoon tea today to celebrate her retiring from work just before Christmas.
Congratulations.
Oh, lovely.
To your mom.
Retirement. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. We're a bit busy now.
At some point, Russell.
Ah, yeah.
But afternoon tea is such a treat. That's going to be absolutely fabulous. Fergal's been on with a little win.
Hey, guys. Morning. How are you? My little win of the day is this Saturday. I'm going to London with my girlfriend, and I spent the weekend with her already. Have a good day.
Oh, Fergal, that's going to be brilliant.
London's always a good idea.
Yeah, always. And one of the top destinations to travel to this year.
For foodies in particular.
Yeah.
Would you believe?
Very good. On trend, Fergal. Here's Kate.
Hi. My win is that we got our groom and groomsmen suits at the weekend.
Kate.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Very prepped. When's the wedding? I want to know.
Russell, you're getting married in October. Have you had any thoughts about suits yet?
Absolutely not. We have colour schemes in mind, though.
Yes, yes.
So it's just about buying.
Oh,
again,
very exciting
maybe.
Times.
Who knows?
Here's Sheila.
My win is it's my fiancé. But also on Sunday we have our first funeral, our family first funeral, and I forgot everything about my wish list.
Sheila, go on!
Fabulous stuff.
Happy birthday, and Chris Kindle.
Love that.
Yeah. I suppose over Christmas it gets so busy, it's nice to
I think I think January is a lovely time to do all the catching up. You know when people say, oh, we must meet up in December? No, meet up in January because I've no plans.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's circling back in January.
Absolutely, circle back.
It's good.
Come on, it's great.
It's good because everyone's free. And here's Deirdre.
Good morning, 98 FM. My little whim was I got a call from a friend and said, look out the window. And what a sight I see in the lights. As you can see in the photographs, absolutely stunning. yeah, feeling fantastic today after seeing something like that.
Wow.
Have a great day.
Oh, Deirdre, thrilled for you. We're not jealous at all, us in the bed last night. So glad you got to see them.
And they're beautiful photos. It genuinely does look like a Wicked sponsorship, though.
I know.
It's quite incredible.
Absolutely amazing. Guys, thank you all so much for your little ones this morning. Fergal, Kate, Sheila, Deirdre, and everyone else. We're going to send you out a 98FM water bottle so you can stay classy and stay hydrated.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Russell's here.
He's got a soup maker.
And a Dyson Airwrap.
98FM.
Why, hello there and welcome to Tuesday's edition of Matchy Matchy, your chance to win incredible prizes. Just three words stand between you and some phenomenal things. And we've got Russell in for Brendan this morning. You have played before, haven't you?
I have had one opportunity in my life to play Matchy Matchy, so I very much look forward to pressing the buttons when you are inevitably picked in a couple of moments' time.
Well, if you match three words with either myself or Russell this morning, you'll be winning all of these.
Get the big shop in with this €200 grocery voucher.
Go motor racing.
And get glam with a Dyson Airwrap.
With a cheese board and candle.
Make a winter warmer meal with this soup maker.
Become a traitor with these official traitor's cloaks.
And have you a stiff neck.
Let yes. us help with this massage gong.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, oh, sorry, even the noise of that is actually making me feel very zen and relaxed.
Oh, the massage gun, such a great prize. And we have Kieran in Lucan trying to win this morning. Kieran, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, we're good,
yeah,
Kieran.
Very, very good. Now tell me, I love the sound of your job. What do you work at?
I'm an electrician for Irish Rail.
Oh, fantastic. Very on the rails, busy. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, and you're off today, Kieran.
I am indeed, I work shift, so yeah, I'm resting today.
Resting but working very hard because you want to win an Airwrap, of course. Are you playing solo or have you got someone with you?
No, I have my daughter, Cara, here. She's 9.
Oh, hello, Cara.
Hello, Cara.
Kieran, have you guys discussed who you'd like to play with this morning?
Yeah, we're going to play with Russell.
What? Yay! Oh my gosh, brilliant. Russell, it's your time to shine. Russell is off to the soundproof booths. Oh my gosh, Kieran and Cara, you have made his morning. He's ever actually got to play. This is very exciting now. Fair enough. I'm not the best. Anyway, now, let's try get a win this morning. Kieran and Cara, your first word. Man.
Man. Man. That's a tough one. Mankind.
Mankind. Your second word, hairy.
Nose.
Very good. Hairy nose. Okay. And your third word this morning, cash.
Machine.
Cash machine. Are you guys happy to lock those in?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Mankind, hairy nose, and cash machine. We're locking them in this morning. And we are getting Russell back from the soundproof booth. You're in very fast.
I realise that having a little bit of guilt there and saying, you know, poor me means I'll get to have a go. So yay.
It works. The sympathy vote. Love it.
Love it.
Russell, I'm so glad you're getting to play. Okay, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy, man.
Child.
Man, child. Sorry. Your second word, hairy.
I'm going to go with feet.
Hairy feet. Lovely. And your third word this morning, cash.
Oh, machine?
Cash machine. Russell, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Kieran and Cara in Lucan?
My streak of one.
You both did actually say cash machine.
Of course.
Yes, very good.
Great recall.
But the guy said mankind and hairy nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to go hairy chest.
Lots of things can be hairy.
So many options.
Kieran and Cara, thank you so much for playing. We're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks a million.
Enjoy your day off.
Thank you.
Cara. Thanks for listening. Russell, how did that feel?
exhilarating. Yeah. I'm like giddy.
It's a real rush.
Yeah,
isn't
I want to do it again.
Wait, when you're on the spot, though,
it's terrifying.
Oh, we're going to be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go on Matchy Matchy, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
We have to talk about Brooke and Beckham's bombshell statement. Oh my gosh, wasn't expecting that last night.
Not at all. I was there waiting on the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
And then my phone went crazy with people being like, check Brooklyn Beckham's stories quick.
Yeah, like there's been rumours about this alleged feud in the family for quite a while. Basically since Brooklyn got married to Nicola Peltz. And rumours it was to do with Nicola's wedding dress that she didn't do a Victoria Beckham design. Mm-hmm. Then Brooklyn hasn't been seen with the family for ages. Like he wasn't at David's 50th. He wasn't in the Netflix documentary. And then I read something over Christmas about someone blocking someone else on Instagram.
And interacting but then blocking and all this. It was very complicated.
So Brooklyn has released a very, very long statement explaining the rift from his point of view. And he says that he doesn't want to reconcile with his family. There is a lot in it. It sounds like a lot of drama for everyone involved. It's not very nice. But he's claiming that he's being controlled, he's standing up for himself, and that he wants peace and privacy. You can read it all for yourself. But I suppose it's the wedding bit that I want to focus on for the moment.
You're obsessed with a wedding, what?
I mean, wouldn't be like me. Brooklyn claims that it was Victoria that cancelled making Nicola's dress at the 11th hour.
Oh.
Right, so Brooklyn's saying that. He also then says that on the wedding day, Mark Anthony, the singer who used to be married to J-Lo, Mark called Brooklyn up to the stage for the first dance, right? Mm. So Brooklyn thought that this was going to be a romantic dance with his new wife, Nicola. But instead, Brooklyn alleges that his mum, Victoria, was waiting instead and allegedly danced very inappropriately on him in front of everyone. What?
Define that.
I hope they can work this out someday because you know yourself. But it just shows you that there's drama in every family at every wedding at some point.
Including the Beckhams.
But guys, the memes about the dance.
Oh, the internet has been fire.
Yeah, and can you imagine how busy the Beckham's house was last night? So the memes about the dance. So people are trying to find out now, who is the video from the dance at the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this doesn't sound bad, but I can't stop wondering what song was playing when Victoria was allegedly dancing inappropriately at the wedding.
Because song and dance come very close together,
of course,
you know.
What track was did the DJ hit play on at the wedding? And this is the first song that came to mind for me. I was like, did Victoria Beckham dance inappropriately to one of her own songs? Or was it a bit more like, did she do a Spice Girls track? You know?
Yes,
and
maybe.
And then I just wasn't sure. I was like, was it a bit of... Yeah?
You should feel privileged.
I was like, maybe. And Russell, what song do you think Victoria was dancing to inappropriately at Brooklyn's wedding?
I take the word inappropriately more about, not about the vibe of it, more about the lyrics of
it.
And I thought maybe it was this. Think about it. Wedding
Victoria
day.
Victoria and Dane Bowers.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah. Maybe it was that.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Russell is in for Brendan this morning. Russell, you're going to be chatting about one of my favourite things this morning. Chips.
And one of mine too. What a surprise. But first, something. Ben Affleck won't want to be eating chips now, that's for sure. He's been opening up about filming in the hit movie from 1998, Armageddon.
He's I only watched it at Christmas again.
Yeah, what a festive feast
I know,
that was.
It was on one night and I hadn't seen it. I actually don't know if I'd ever seen it in full, but I always just think of the song rather than the plot of the movie.
Because it was number one for weeks on end.
Yeah,
watching
Aerosmith.
Top 30 hits back in the day.
But come on, what happened on set?
He's been promoting his new Netflix movie, The Rip, but he's revealed that he wasn't too well when he was filming a very pivotal scene with Bruce Willis almost 30 years ago.
Oh.
This is the scene in question, spoiler alert, is the emotional goodbye with Bruce in there. When he shot that scene, he had food poisoning.
Oh no.
Now we've all been like little troopers here and there, you know, trying to get
that's
through it.
That's one thing you can't get on with.
Not at all. They had to basically take breaks between takes, let's just say.
Was he in the vomitorium?
He was very much, there was garbage cans as he says.
Right.
And as soon as they yelled cut, he was off. He was gone.
Poor Ben.
Yes. And there wasn't... It wasn't his only bad memory of that particular movie, because he also said that he was instructed to both fix his teeth and work out to be sexy for the movie.
Oh gosh, the pressure.
A lot of work in his early days, but it worked out in the end, I guess. But I'm sure we've all had those moments where we've gone like, I don't feel great, but there's no one around and we have to film this scene. Budget's been cut tomorrow, we've got to get it done. Not the best thing. Not the best thing.
Armageddon is right.
Armageddon, more like. Yeah. But anyway, I'm now moving on to some great news for these creatures.
Oh, the seagulls, they're at it again. What's going on now?
They sure are. The chip bandits will be delighted with this story. Last week, there was a story about thousands of crabs who were bound for Portugal. They spilled out of a container in Donegal. The perfect accompaniment has now been found. Thousands of bags of chips have washed up on a beach in Sussex, England. Get me there quick. Put a song on quick. We're off to Eastbourne.
They'd be very soggy.
They'd be quite wet, you know, and mushed into the stones of the beach there. Yes, a container ship containing food and packaging recently came ashore nearby the town of Eastbourne. And as a result, thousands of chips have just been strewn all over the beach there. One resident said he had to look twice when he went for a walk over the weekend and described it as looking like Caribbean golden sands.
Oh my gosh, I'd say the seagulls are having a field day.
Absolutely. Now, they weren't cooked, that's the only thing. Now, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't interviewed a seagull in quite a long time to find out do they like them raw or not.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they prefer them seasoned and cooked, like most of us do.
I'd say the seagulls will eat anything. I'm sure they'll be eating the frozen chips once they defrost a bit.
Exactly. Now, there's plenty of them there because at one point, 2.5 feet worth of chips were found.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite a thing. Volunteers are thankfully cleaning up and people are warning their dogs not to walk on the beach because I don't know if they're anything like my hammy, they'll eat anything in sight. So that is a warning for you if you happen to be going to Eastbourne in Sussex this week. And that is Brendan's bit.
Russell, thank you so much. I'm so glad the hammy got a mention. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. And all anyone is talking about today is Brooklyn Beckham, the family feud, the Instagram statement last night, the absolute drama.
Oh my goodness. Like, it's really distracted us from, you know, gestures appropriately to the world around us. It's been great.
Yes.
God love them now. But, you know, it's entertainment for us.
Yeah, I hope they can work it out. It's not looking good at the moment, though, for their relationship. But we're talking other celebrity feuds now.
Yeah, it got me thinking about all the different celebrity feuds that go on, because a lot of people have beef with each other and they, you know, a bit of conflict here and there. So, Rebecca, you're a girl of the showbiz world. You have a good knowledge of various showbiz.
I do like the showbiz
issues and so on. So I'm going to test you and see how well you know these showbiz, famous showbiz feuds.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a number of clues, kind of like Guess Who, Going for Gold kind of style.
Except with feuds.
With feuds, okay?
Okay.
So you can, if you name either of the parties involved, you get a point, okay?
Right.
You only have to get a half right. That's a great thing, okay?
Oh, I love this.
Okay, so just, you have a buzzer. You're going to buzz in.
Yeah.
When you think it's, yes, when you think you know, okay?
Oh, so I love that buzzer.
I have about four or five clues, okay?
Yeah.
So let's start off with this one. I am a global pop icon who's been reinventing myself since the 80s. I've sold out world tours, sparked debate as to what counts as a live performance.
Mm.
The other legend publicly criticised me at one of my awards show.
Ooh.
And I had a fight with a cape at another one.
Madonna. And who has Madonna had a feud with?
Think of glasses. Think of rockets.
Is it Elton John?
It's Elton John,
no
correct.
Way.
Yes,
Madonna and Elton John.
Very famous.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Or did I know about that? I'm not sure. Okay.
Now, do you remember this one? Who am I? I was a teenage singer collecting an award when someone else rudely interrupted my speech.
Oh, yeah.
That moment became one of the most awkward clips in television history.
Mm.
I later became part of a very public lyrics-based feud. And I'm famous for Easter eggs, but I'm not an Easter bunny. Breakup songs and record-breaking tours. Who am I?
Taylor Swift and Kanye West.
Bingo,
interrupting
correct.
Her. And he thought that Beyonce should have won Album of the Year. That was awful, wasn't it?
When you think back, that was really bad.
Yeah. Ruin of the moment.
Absolutely. So 2 points on the board. They're well done.
Okay.
Your next feud. I'm one of the best-selling singers of all time, but I don't believe in birthdays. I've had more number ones than most people can count, despite being frozen for most of the year. I once summed up a feud with just four words. I don't know her.
Oh my gosh. Mariah Carey. And I know that she did have a feud with Nicki Minaj at one point.
But it's not that one.
Oh, stop! I don't know her.
On the floor. The dress.
Jennifer Lopez. Mariah and Jennifer Lopez, two icons.
Half point there.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, final one. You're doing really, really well here now.
Yeah.
Who am I? I'm an Irish Eurovision legend. I returned to the Late Late Show as a mentor on Eurosong, but I got into a very public on-air row with a songwriter in the audience, and I called him an odious little man live on television. Who am I?
Linda Martin.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually can't remember who she was given out to on the Late Late Show with the odious comment, but I keep thinking of her feud with Twink.
Oh, that's a good one too, but it's not the one because they didn't have a good quote like that. Billy McGinnis from Aslan.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.